Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 13, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. In accordance with the provisions of our Constitution and bylaws, the Executive Board of the Association of Flight Attendants has called for a special meeting of the Board of Directors, the BOD. The meeting will take place in Washington, D.C. on September 23, 2013. The Board of Directors is our union's highest governing body and consists of all local council presidents. The BOD amends AFA's constitution and bylaws, determines the annual budget, and oversees all union activities. The BOD elects and advises the international officers, the international president, vice president, and secretary treasurer, who serve full-time for four-year terms and administer union operations in accordance with our constitution and bylaws and at the direction of the BOD. The Master Executive Council presidents from each airline make up the executive board, which interprets policy and carries out decisions of the boards of directors. Members of the executive board do not have a vote at a board of directors meeting unless they are also a local council president. The executive board has called for this special meeting so that the highest governing body of our union can discuss in person a number of concerns related to the U.S. Airways merger, the USE negotiations, the union representing AFA employees, constitutional concerns, and AFA-CWA merger agreement. Calling a special meeting is an extraordinary situation. However, the executive board believes these matters are substantial and require immediate consideration by the directly elected representatives of our members so that the BOD can deliberate on these matters and take action as appropriate. As such, our constitution and bylaws specifically delineates that the BOD has the authority to control the union, its general management, and affairs. Per Article VF2 of our Constitution and Bylaws, all meetings of the Board of Directors are open to active members. However, the BOD may declare any session to be closed. Given the sensitive nature of some of the discussions that may take place, some of this special meeting may be closed. Cross-country events were held this week in remembrance of the horrific attacks on the American people on September 11, 2001. It is still hard to believe that it's been 12 years since the events of that day uprooted our emotions, our profession, our industry, our nation, and our world. We have been through so much together since then. We thank the Flight Attendant Union Coalition and our sisters and brothers who met with congressional leaders at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on September 10th, asking them to set an example by making a personal contribution towards finishing the funding of the Flight 93 National Memorial. We also thank the Continental Master Executive Council, who organized a color guard of 50 flight attendants that traveled to the memorial site and the chapel and honored our heroes on Flight 93. Let us continue to remember what happened that day, and that memory motivate us all to be the best at what we do today, tomorrow, and every day. We have added pictures to commemorate the week's events on our website. We are pleased to announce that Mokulele Airlines, a Hawaiian inter-island carrier, is offering airline employees and their eligible travel companions with proof of eligibility from your airline a special space available seat rate for $30 plus taxes per person per direction with no bag fees for the first two bags up to 50 pounds. Mokulele Airlines offers over 100 flights a day and links more cities than any other Hawaiian inter-island carrier. To book, simply call Mokulele Airlines reservation line at 866-266-7070, identify yourself as a non-rev, and ask for the XOA rate. You will need to provide the Mokulele reservations agent with your airline, ID number, file number, and date of hire. View Mokulele Airlines 2014 bumped rates flyers on our website. On September 11th, Senator Bob Casey, Democrat of PA, announced a Senate counterpart to the Saraceni Aviation Safety Act. The act was introduced in the House earlier this summer. The legislation would require the installation of secondary barriers on most commercial aircraft and is named in honor of ALPA member Captain Victor Saraceni, who was the captain of United Flight 175 on September 11, 2001. Back in June of 2012, United instructed Boeing to remove the secondary barrier for all 787 equipment that will be delivered. The barrier is standard equipment on this new aircraft, and United will incur additional costs for its removal. It has always been our firm belief that the removal of the secondary barrier on any aircraft is not a good decision on the part of United management. Yesterday, Judge Sean Lane, a U.S. bankruptcy judge, approved American Airlines' restructuring plan. The last piece of the puzzle in the carrier's plan in merging with U.S. Airways is in resolution to the Department of Justice lawsuit. The federal lawsuit is set to go to trial on November 25, 2013. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.